Und dann das Ziggel, wo ich mache das Fasch. The beginning of the sermon and the end of the sermon. The beginning of the sermon is the case about passing an isha to a husband a few times, also a couple of different bialim. Then the sermon is in of Vestas. The choshish, the field, the dalif. Goes in the sugya of Vestas. Now the shell is, are they totally devastated? The same sugya, two separate sugyas. The beginning of the sermon is discussing that to get a roi mach matashmish is you have to see samach matashmish. The Rikulushan is Asheter Min Amito, the way Harry Paskin went after Kiyim. Therefore, we machmer a couple of bunch of seconds, a couple of minutes, whatever they get it exactly, how long to be machmer. The end of the simon is a din of Vestas. Therefore, by Sifyot, in the case of Yisrael Tfilo, Sifyot Aleph, you see every 6 months, or the way the Shach says, even the Yibichosh every single Chodesh, it's a din of Vestas. Therefore, come along. The Paiskim, they say, the Chavadas, brought down by the Paiskim, that this is an investor, even if this is Ma'amuflik, even if it's Ma'amuflik, Lav Dafka Savach, even if it's Ma'amuflik, the Shiv is Ma'amuflik, as the words of Chavadas and the Kitzer are, that you see, Ba'isa Oino, the whole entire night, it's been nichol together of a vest, Mitzad Roy Machmas Tashmish, again, not the Isla Bailo, the Isla Bailo is Dafka Mitzamach, that's the Tcholta Simen. Seifa Simen is that you see, even the whole, any part that Oino, go Tfilo. And you have Tashmish at 12 o'clock at night by Chatzos. At 4 in the morning, you see Dam, that's an investor, you have to push the little people the next time. Same thing, it's an investor. It's a Sugya investor. It's not a Sugya Roy Machmas Tashmish. Sugya investor. Then, it depends. Well, if you had BSM Emso, not the Emso, you go with Minchas Yaakov or others, but it's a separate Sugya. It's not the Roy Machmas Tashmish, it's an investor.
Which kind of
investor? No, we'll get to which investor. Shabbos? Oh, no. So that's the kash of why over here we go, the Paiskim said Dafka Bo'is Oino, and by Kvitsa we go even the next day. But by the Shulchan, there's a kash in the Be'urim. Why is that so we switch over here? Fine, we'll leave it to the side, but the Paiskim go clearly, it goes Bo'is Oino. Oh, so then before it goes in the Kvitsa, with Vestas, it goes Pei'tes, you always give it the morning, you share the Chetzes Tara. And the Kvitsa goes in the morning, goes in the morning. So again, so even we have particularly a Vestas, the Shachas is mostly even a case of Chodesh, the Aruch HaShulchan wants to argue, however all the place can go, that Tzayi Baal Tfilo, Six Aflogo, or Chodesh, the Maisi can be Machmer. Now, the beginning of the Simen is the same Sugya, not? So the Pashtus, when you read the Pesach Tshuva, being down to all the Tshuvas, and the Yehudon, and some Sefer, numerous Tshuvas, over there, they say it's the same Sugya. The Vest of the end of the Simen, the Vest of the beginning of the Simen, just the Vest of the end of the Simen is even Zman Mufluk. At the beginning of the Simen is also a Sugya Vestas, except it has to be Samach. The same exact Sugya, one Samach, one Mufluk. What's the difference? The beginning is coming to Asher Machmas Tashmish, and the end of the Simen is Mitab Prisho. But both the Sugya Vestas, this the beginning is Asher Gemari Machmas Tashmish, the Seif is coming Mitab Prisho. The Chavadas wants to argue and say, no, the Seif is the Simen of Kfilo and Chodesh. And a flogger, that's the case of Vestas only. In the beginning of the simon, to ask the husband is a seer of either Vestas or Mitzad Choyli, Mitzad of a sickness. And therefore he has different chumras, a dinderaisa, or kedaimo. A different sugya. Fine, the maestro, Roy Paiskim, where the chonim go, it's the same exact sugya, except the time wise is different. Not like Chavadas, because Chavadas wants to say, then the simon is only Vestas, the beginning of the simon is Vestas and Choyli. Roy's swarm go like the Chavadas, like the Noid Behuda, the Chum Pfeifer. That the same exact sugya, just time-wise, the beginning of the sugya is Samach, and Sefer Simen can be even Rachok, even Mufluk. Now, what I do see from over here, that the Zman Mufluk, the Paiskim are saying, is Oysa Oino. That means the beginning of the Simen, which is again a part of the same sugya. The beginning of the Simen, we said, let's say in Isha, already made a chazaka in the beginning of a marriage. She made a chazaka. Therefore, the loch is, most of that tashmish. Let's say one time she had tashmish 12 at night. 4 in the morning she came along and she saw Dam. Now she is having dinner for Isha. How? When did she have to make a chazaka again? The Chavadah says she has to make a chazaka all over again. Start all over. He says even Zman Mufluk. What is Shia of Zman Mufluk? We see from here, Shia of Zman Mufluk means Ba'is Oino. That means if any time in a marriage, one time that night, below Tfilah she sees, the Chul shall have to make the chazaka all over again. That's what Chavadah says. Now those are arguing the Chavadah. Have a right question, go to the Chavadah says you have to make the chazaka all over again. No, the... Not because Chayla, because Pasha the same sugya, that's for the end, that's the beginning. That's how Roy Bishalom go like the Noida Behuda of Kam Saifa. And therefore, once we see over here, the rest is even Zman Muflik, and the beginning is also Zman Muflik, and the beginning Chavadah says Zman Muflik, you have to make the Chazak all over again, that Vestas. But also, you have to make the Chazak all over again. Now, in the basis of Yisrael thing with one Yisrael, to bring down from the Rashba, that the Pashas, this din of Vestas is only din the Rabbanon. Rashba, that's when Shuvah Smaram brought down the Rashba. The Beishet brings it down, that says this whole entire din, they see three times the us, the husband, therefore it's in the Rabbanon, and therefore the Rashba goes on saying, therefore you have to be Megarisho, because if it's the right, so you can maybe you have something to be Megal, but the Rabbanon you have to Megarisho, therefore Shulchan Aruch brings down, you have to Megarisho, when you're Roy Machmas Tashmash, because if not, people take it lightly, this halacha, this is only it's the Rabbanon. So this is a call where we tell it all in the beginning of the sermon, the mention of it. It's the Rabbon and it's the Raiso. This is the basis of Mufurish, Maram, and the Rajba. The Roy Machmash Tashmish is it's the Rabbonim. We mentioned then that even those who want to hold that didn't invest in the Dinder Raiso, that those who want to hold that way, the Noid Behuda himself wants to hold investments in the Dinder Raiso. However, this vest is a Kaldic vest, either the Vesta Krisis or the Vesta Gulf, forget exactly which one. Therefore, in this case, the place can want to say, Evan agrees is the Vesta Rabbonim. Again, Mufurish, Rajba is the basis. Now the shell is, the main shell, which again we mentioned at the beginning of the sermon, which is really the Makoros by us on Sifkid Aleph, is which vest over here we're discussing. Again, we keep saying Vest Agor, Vest Akritis, Vest Achilo, which vest is it that we're mentioning over here that we're coming to be Machla for? Just a quick Hazara to be clear, in Sifkid Kufay Test, we had Sifkid Zayn, Vest Akritis, or Vest Oymer. We had Sifkid Test, Vest Apiyak, or Vest Agor. And then we had Tifchav Gimel, the Amor bring down Vesta Achilo. Those are the first three things. Balocho, Vesta Kritis, and Sifri Zayin was basically, if you have this Ukaivit, you jumped. Balocho is not choshev of anything. Why? It's the outside factor, of course, it happened. And Kritis is not choshev of the next time. However, if you have a Chazak of a Kritis, then that will come along the Amor, and the Amor says you're choshev for Vesta Einikavor. Therefore, to be Oikid is only one time, the Machabal Mais is Mekel. By a case of a morkov, you have a kritis and a set yoim. What's halacha? Next time you choshish only for morkov, and not a morkov, you won't be choshish. That's the das of the shach. By that's a kritis. By the vesta morkov and sifri test over there. So if you have a chazaka for piyaka, you choshish only for piyaka, you have to be oike three times. If you have a chazaka for morkov, you choshish only for morkov. If you have it only one time, not a chazaka, you have a vesta gov, a piyaka, on a set day, the halacha is you choshish for baini. Chodesh, Haflaga, and for the Piyaka itself. Those are basically the two symbols. That's a locha of Piyaka, and that's a locha of Pizza. Again, Oinus and Guf. Now, what is this case? In our case, Roy Machmas Tashmish. Is that Guf or Oinus? Now, first, what's the difference between Guf and Oinus? Come along the Rajba and the Ran, the Pashas that the place can go, is that a case of Oinus is an outside factor that's causing you to see. That's what she's not supposed to see right now. Except she jumped, she banged herself, she hit herself. Therefore, it's an outside factor causing her to see, it's a sibah. It's an outside factor causing to see. Therefore, it's a vest ha'inus and it won't be choshish. That's vest ha'inus. What's vest ha'gof? Vest ha'gof, forget, she's supposed to see today. And therefore, what's being megala that she's seeing? When she coughs and when she has these yawning spells and coughing spells, all these different spells, it's being megala that she's having a vest now. It's a simen, not a sibah. So the basic chiluk between a vest ha'gof and vest ha'inus is a sibah or a simen. Is it being caused by this thing? Again, by the akvitas causing you to see? Or no, if I catch you, are you able to see right now? And we're showing you're going to see through the piyakos of simen. The passions come along. What's the case over here? Is it a sibo or is it a simen? What's Roy Machmas Tashmish? So, it's very good. Passions say it's a sibo. But that's something she's not supposed to see right now, right? So that's a factor. She comes and goes Tashmish. Due to the chimum or due to other reasons, she came and saw down. It's an outside factor. What's the outside factor? It's a sibo. If it's a sibo, why are you choshish for? So, the halacha by kvitas, after one time, you're not choshish. So, Betzem comes along the shach, and the shach explains, it's called Laman Hay, and it's very clear that way. He says, the reason why you're choshish for, you're choshish only choshish with the kvita together. The halacha we mentioned again by kvitas, for the kvita itself, you're not choshish. But the morkiv itself, we're choshish. The morkiv is choshish. So what do we have over here? We have an isha that saw on Tezvav Nisan with Roy Machmas Tashmish. So when do you choshish for next time? Tezvav Iyar, Roy Machmas Tashmish. It's a morkiv. A morkiv by Kvita choshish one, and then the next time. Tezvav Shach, if so, let's be choshish just Roy Machmas Tashmish by itself. Shayu Shu says Vav Nisan Roy Machmas Tashmish. If you want that Tashmish on next time, on Hey Year, let's be Choshish. So it says no. That's Vesta Guf. Vesta Guf is Choshish with a Pirka by itself. This is Vesta Oinus. That's his Kasha, that's his Teret. Here's a Kasha, the Maitel will be Choshish with the thing itself. Answer is, it's Kavito, Kamel Hosma, Sivya Zayin, the Kotsub, Yemidua, Lokal Pashikotso. That's the Shach. So we have clearly a Shach that says, what's the Yisoyed of Roy Machmas Tashmish? It's Kvitzah. And therefore, Kvitzah together with Chodesh, Kvitzah together with 6 months, Kvitzah together with Lel Tfilah, for those reasons, the Gevalda could be Choshish for next time. Otherwise, Kvitzah by itself would not be Choshish. Roy Machmas Tashmish by itself would not be Choshish. Why the Yisoyed over here is which Ves? Ves the Kvitzah. That's the Shach. However, I'll start with Shani. This is our third sukkah again. That's Vesta Kvito, Vesta Oynis, and that's Vesta Gof. However, in Simchav Gimel and Simchav Kuf like this, we had a third case. We had something called Vesta Chilo, or Vesta Chimum, something that you eat that's sharp, that causes a person to see. Eat shum, garlic, eat betzal, onions. These things are causing a person to see. Now, in that case, what's the locha in that case? Is the locha a Vesta Oynis or the Vesta Gof? The Mechabal Mais over there is Sosum, and the passion he holds is then a Kvitus. What's the swa? Why is shum should be kvita? It's very simple. What's kvita? Kvita is an outside factor. What's shum? Shum is an outside factor. It's a siba. So it's come along the mechaber and says, eating shum achila is the same thing as kvita. Very good. Come along the amon tefal gimel, he brings down yesh oimim v'yesh oimim. There are those who hold that no, really eating shum is vesta kvita of siba. Those who hold eating shum is like vesta guf. I come along the darish shlomim and the swam say to be machmer of all shikas. Machmer. Now, first, so we come along, we have a in-between thing. We have something called Vesta Chilo, that some say it's Kvitzis, and some say it's a case of Piyako. Some call it Guf, some call it Oynis. Now first you have to understand why. The Maestro is a bomb. It's Poshe Kashia. The Maestro, what's the Svar over here? What's Kvitzah? Kvitzah is the outside factor of the Sibah. What's Guf? It's the Simen. What's Shum? It's an outside factor. It should be Mamash a case of Oynis. So why in the world are those Paishkim or Choshul HaHachmer? Why there are those places to hold is a getter of that of a guf of a mice, it's not a simon, it's a sibol. So to answer this, the different ways to answer, which really make a nafkmina have to stand out of sukkah. Partial clue, that's nafkmina in our case. First, it is the balamor they bring down, which before the place don't go with. The way the balamor understands the chilah between the vesta guf and vesta oinus, he says the side of vesta, one is midaitai, one is about korchai. One is doing lanosai. By the case of kvitzah, it's against the person's will, he doesn't want to, he got banged, he got hit, something he did not want to do. Therefore, since it's bal korchai, to get a vesta oinus, the word oinus is gvaldik, it's against the person's will. Mashen ki vesta guf, something is midaito, you want to say, that'll be nichol, get a vesta guf. Therefore, eating shum is midaito, but sal is midaito, anything midaito is vesta guf. That's his getter. Now they do itzakasha, let's say someone jumps off or jumps and does anything they want for fun, then nichol negeder of midaitoi. So Rav Osner and Lubusheoz and Badashulchan say, Echlam, it sounds like to be the Balamor, the nichol negeder of etzaguf, agam, it's awesome, don't say it that way. So basically they believe either tzarachin or echlam yeh. Fine, but that's the Balamor, she told put it to the side, but his getter is very clear, that what is it, the getter stands to midaitoi over oinus. However, the Paiskim don't seem to go that way, they come from a Tosis. Tosin daf, over there he says the chiluk between kvitzah and shum. What's the chiluk? One's tircha, one's vimelo. That's the word of Tosis. One's tircha, one's vimelo. That what? That when it's tircha, then it'll be nichol. When it's tircha, then it'll be a case of kvitzah. Something that's a tircha is kvitzah. Mashing with vimelo, when you eat, what's that? That'll be a case of vestagov. Tircha vimelo. Now the words, the tight words are Tircha Mamela, one Sheva Taisa, one Kumvase. Tircha is Minashia. And what is Mamela? The problem is it can't be, because Shum is Kumvase, and Kvita is Kumvase. So what is the world, the places, the word of places, wrapped in Igla? One's Tircha, one's Mamela. Eating is Mamela. I know people eat Mamela, it's a natural habit to do it. But Lamaita, it's something you do Kumvase, you have to go do it. So what does it mean, eating is a Mamela dicker thing? So this is how this Heinrich is forming it down. The two ways that I saw they bring it down. Either the Bade says, when something is a the tircha, for example, kvita is a tircha, it's the outside factor that's banging it, that makes the you shed the lining it, but not the guf is shedding it by itself. Betem, when you eat shum, shum is affects the body, and it sheds the lining by the natural teva, the way to shed the lining is every 3 days the lining sheds, it gets released and goes out. When you eat shum, it speeds up the natural cycle or affects the natural cycle, and therefore the natural cycle happens now. Memela means the shum makes it memela now. He's shedding the lining because that's how the goof itself is working. What the natural state of the body to ma'or the teva of the isha, ma'or the teva. Mashenkin kvitza is not ma'or the teva. You got bang, therefore the lining fell off. Not the teva. What happened? You got hit. What? It could even be a bit. No, so pash again. We're getting the shadow. How much later? 2 days later, certainly not. A day later, maybe. It could weaken until it fell off. It can, right? Sometimes you get injured, and it gets weakened until it falls off. It could be even a day later. But the side is a different side. That the gather, the havana of this inyan, is that there is it more than natural teva? Well, no, it's not being more than natural teva. It's just is being fall off by an outside factor totally. That's one way of saying it over. Avosna is a different way of saying it over, Pshan Toysis. He won't say one is going straight, the Yashrish, from each human it goes straight and affects the cycle. Mash Enking is something that's not Yashrish, doesn't go straight. Kvita is not the grama, the outside factor that's affecting it. Therefore, he won't say, let's say you have an injection that affects the Isha to see Dam. But also, what if Yasha sees it straight? Now, it might not be, or the Teva. The Teva might not be, the Teva might be, it releases it. This might be, it weakens it. So, might say, once it goes, Yasha is straight. Two ways of saying it. Over the floor, the thing dropped two different ways. I think that's community between the two. So, again, so we have a Yisoid over here that is Vestachila. What is Vestachila? It's something that is Mamela. What's Yisoid of Mamela? Either it happens Yasha, or it's or the Teva. So, to understand that maybe with the Kasha, Yitzchak over here is that we have a Tosefta that says, what's the case of Vesta Oinus? Vesta Oinus is the case of Cholso. The Isha got sick is Vesta Oinus. Brought down, there's some place coming down, the Balamor brings it down, and the Balamor, why brings it down, is regularly he's the Shitofai. Because he holds what's the chilim between Vesta Chilo and Vesta Oinus? Because one is Midaita and one's Ba'oinus. The Cholso is Ba'oinus, so it's very good. While Alocha, the Balamor says, the Cholso is the case of Kvitsa, of Vestainus. But my three old Sibon Simon, what's the case of Cholso? It's Cholso Vestachilo, Vestakvitsa. Come along the Badi says, the Cholso is the case of Vestakvitsa. Why is Cholso Vestakvitsa? It's the Chelik of the Guf of the person. Why is the Chelik of the Guf of the person? So it could be the Cholso is working differently. The whole Yisrael of Shum is being more the Teva for the Isha to work the same way how it sheds the cycle. Well, again, what's Shum? It's being more the cycle to shed the natural Teva of a way of things to work. Cholso could be nothing to do with the Teva. She got weak, got sick, and what happens? Things get sick. It weakens the body and things fall out. But it's not the natural Teva of a cycle of shedding the lining is what? It doesn't get weak. It could be, I'm not sure again, see as why that works. It could be that some, after a month, it releases itself and it goes down. Not because it's weak. The cycle is, it releases itself and it goes. But not that it's weak, but also, he says it's weakening. That's not the Teva of the Isha. That's not the Teva. It's not the Teva, very good. The whole Yisoid of Shum is what? It's once more the Teva. It has to be Dafka the Teva. If it's not the Teva, it's something an outside factor. It's not the Teva. Some she's sick and bad, lying in bed, and therefore she's weak, and therefore it sheds the lining. Maybe it's not Nichol and Shum. Maybe it's Echonam, that's Kvitsis. Fine. Those of you, you say this, another Nachmina gratitude, so I'm fine, we'll leave it at that. So again, that's the case of Vesta Chila is what? Again, Vesta Chila is something that's Mela, and you say this either or the Teva or it's straight. Now come back to our Sig over here. What is our Sig? We have over here, again, we have those who say it's Vesta Kritis, that's what the Shach says. Come on, the Taz. Taz, of course, says not the way. Taz is strong on hey. He asked the Kasha. He asked, why does the Mechaber say, the Ramah say, that the case of Tefillah, after 3 times, Osla Bailo, even after twice, the Ma'a should be Osir, just be Choshi after Tefillah? Come along the Taz says, you know why? Because if so, should be Osir Lo'ilam. We don't want to Osir Lo'ilam. Now, check the Lo'ilam, what's the Kasha of the Taz? What's the Taz asking? Let's be Choshi for the Mikra by itself. Let's be Choshi for Kvitsa by itself. We're never Choshi for Kvitsa by itself. We're never Choshi. If it's Vesta Kvitsa, we're never Choshi. If it's Vesta Gov, we're choishes. When the Pirka one time, next the Pirka we're choishes. If it's Kvita one time, you choish Pirka next time, we're not choishes the Kvita next time. So what are the rules of the Taz Kasha? Says the Chavdas, Pidea, and all of us, you can't explain Taz Sham and Taz. Taz is saying it's Vesta Gof. Vesta Chilo, Batman. Vesta Chilo, Shalocha, Vesta Gof. That's what he holds. The passage, what Vesta we're discussing over at the end of the Simon, the Shachlet Kuli is not Vesta Gof. And so, let's be Choshish one time. No, not Choshish one time, because it's only Vesta Oinus. Take the Taz, let's be Choshish one time. And for the Taz, you really should be Choshish one time. Except what? We Osla Oilam. So it's still the Chomel Mekel. Chomel Mekel. That means it is Vesta Gof, except the Chomel Mekel after one time. It's not to be Osla Oilam. So what vest are we discussing over here? The Shach thing is a vest of Jesus. The Taz thing is a vest of Achilo, a vest of Gof. Now, they have different rayas. Just to bring out first, there's two rayas on each side. Which one is it? Is it vest of Gof or vest of Oinus? One kashna is. The Shach thing over here is vest of Jesus. Vest of Oinus. Now, come along. What's the loch on Tifyod? Tifyod, if it's Lel Tfilo, everybody makes Matashmish, what's the loch? Will be Choshish, only with the Morkos. A Morkos, a Lel Tfilo with Tfitas. Now, the kasha is, let's say you have two Oinsim together. You jumped, and also someone hit you. You got sick. Two Tfitas together. Be Choshish for the Morkos next time? For no Shaykhis. The only way Choshish for Morkos by Tfitas, you have the day with the Tfitas. But you have two kvitas together, be choshish. In fact, the chavadah, in fact, the rosh ulchan, two kvitas together without choshish. So come along the shach is saying, one sif yud, it's lel tfilo, kvitsa. Right, mach mishashmish, kvitsa. Two kvitas together, be choshish. Morkov. Where's the morkov over here? Two kvitas together. It's two mikvahs that make no sense. Why will be choshish for it? That's one kash they want to say. Elamai to the chavadah, it's vesta gof. That's a raya, vesta gof. One raya. A second raya, which is also a shak raya, is that we want to say in the mechaber that what is the best akritus of the shach. The mechaber doesn't hold the best akritus. No such thing. It's not choshish the best akritus. Even after kvitam, not choshish the best akritus. But oid, even say even more so, you want to say it's the best agos. The mechaber also doesn't hold the best agos. Why is my tarius and kashas? It can be best akritus. But if you also want to argue, why those are two kashas you want to be right, it's the best agos. This may be to answer it. Is that the Yisoid of Vesta Kvitas, why we make it after one time, with our friend one answer, is why, because it's a mikvah, it's not aiming to happen, it's not, one of no shaykhs to another, you have bang, it's aiming to happen, it's a dam gansi, there's no shaykhs one to another. However, the Maitre Roy Mach with Tashbush, it certainly has a shaykh, it certainly has one association one to another, because I'll say, the chim itself is an association with the dam to see, it's more of a regilis, more of an aiming to happen, we have to make a chazak against it, we want to make a chazak against Kvitas. Each of does Kvitas, let's make chazak. Every time someone does a kvita, let's make chazak. We have a wholesome kufay vav. It's no shaykhis. Mashiach, we're mach v'tashmit. If something is only going to happen in the chorus, it's more of a chash for it. But a chash will be choshi after one time. Let's call the pshat and pshach to answer these kashas. Well, that's the raya to Vesta Gof and the way to answer it. The raya that is the case of oinus. Of oinus. It's the maiso. After one time, the Maisa, what happens over here? You have a vest of a Tziruf. The Maisa, you choshish. Really, the Shach brings the Raya. He says, why do you choshish a Tashmish after one time? If it's the best, I go. That's the choshish a Tashmish after one time. That's the Shach's Raya. You have, what happens? Roy Mach with Tashmish. Next time, you can have Tashmish. If it's a vest, I go. What's the law? One time, can be choshish a Piyako. So one time, let's not be choshish for Tashmish. That's it. Oslo Elam. That's the Shach's Raya. Teret Taz really says, and this is the Taz answers what? It's still Oslo Elam. But that's the Shach's Raya, and that's the Taz of Teret. Or another Raya they want to bring down, that what's the law of the Shimshel come along Ramah, of the Shimshel, Mice is Motu. Of the Shimshel, he didn't see Dam is Motu. Now, if it's a Vesta Gof, how do you oiker it? Vesta Gof, up here, you have to oiker three times. How does one time help? Since the Nebu has one time help, it must be the Vesta Gof, not Vesta Gof. Because if it's a Vesta Gof, how do you oiker one time help of the Shimshel? That's the Nebu's Raya. The way they want to answer, we'll get into the Tyre and others. And no, the mice is not working inside Akiva, it's working inside Bedikah Shiva Ferris. Fine. Those are the rise and give and take between the two Mahalchim and the Vesta Gor or the Vesta Oinus.
Is it possible
that
it's one time,
other than
one time?
Oh, we'll get to the Avirapi, we'll get to the Shita. Right, the Shafing down the Avirapi, we'll get to that Shita. Mice is, that's the rise. But now let's work through the Soros. Again, we have creatures. We have Gof and we have Achilo. Now, what's the svar over here? What is this case? Is this Achilo or not Achilo? What's going on over here? Q, it's 100% the Siva, 100% the outside factor of Oymach Tashmish. But is it achilah or is it not achilah? What is this case over here? So it really depends how you look at it. Which achon l'chuvah l'shitafay? How they explain what's the side of roy machmas tashmish? Come on, l'chavadah said, you know why we have a chash roy machmas tashmish? There's a chimud over here. The chimud, and therefore it's more over the time of the isha, and it's mechamer, and he threw up, and therefore it causes her to shed the lining, and it causes her to speed up the process of a thing dam. Which sounds like, well, it's mamash a regular case of achilah. It's a regular achilah. And therefore, what should it be? It should be mamash a case of es achilah. Ves achilah is a ves aglof. And the Chavadah says, echamami, for that reason, ves aglof. If you understand the way how he understands the chashash of Roy Machos Tashmush, it's chimum, the chimum, and it makes her see at the natural tevum or the tevum, it's givaldic, and echamami. He says, for that reason, ves aglof. Why in the world should not be ves aglof? It's ves achilah, it's the same yisoy to ves achilah. To answer, maybe you can say, even if it's chimum v'chimum, who says it's going inside the tevah shavai? Okay, we mentioned chalsa, it also releases it. But maybe it works similarly. Maybe the side over here, it heats you up and it makes it have taiva. And maybe it says that not sheds the lining, not mitzah the tevah shavai, that naturally releases it. Maybe it works a different way. Maybe yishvod and yishvayin. Maybe that's the machloikis over here. That's one way to look at the machloikis. Another way to look at the machloikis, the way that Aruch HaShulchan says it over, what's the side of Roy Machmas Tashmish? He says because the gidim are very soft, very sensitive, and therefore that ear itself is very gets affected by it. And this is going to psychos makar, causes the makar to open up. Now, causes the makar to open up because it's sensitive. That's not more of the tev at all. That's not much kvitzus. That's not much a case of kvitzus. It should be, unless you understand what's the side over here. If you go with malach of the bade or the arfa shulchan, could be the whole machlokes over there. Shachatad machlokes bade and the mavosner. The Bali says what he tells you is more of the teva, not more of the teva. It's causes it to open up. The way the Vavaza says over, why it's yashrus is straight. It's yashrus is straight. You're doing mashamashur. It's sensitive. It causes it to do psichos on makor. That's just achilo. So what is machol yishach and taz is again? There could be numerous ways of saying it over. What he says is if it's achilo, not achilo. One way to say it over, you can say is it being more of the teva or is Tam releasing it. That's how you can say the machol yishach the Bali is. We say good with machlokes shachatas. Machlokes, if you want the body of water, is it the side is yashus or the side is being or the teva according to the Aruch HaShulchan, not being or the teva. It's somewhat sensitive. The cause is straight to open up the makor. So again, those are two ways to understand what the side of the machlokes api svar is. Again, machlokes are between the shachatas, the vesta oinus, or the vesta achila. Is these two ways to understand it? Nafkaminas. Upon this, there's basically different nafkaminas that could be nafkaminas. One is we say, oh, v'shem shavot alocha, we say even one time to the shach, and the place go even one time. However, the shach brings down the avri rabbi that says, oh, v'shem shavot is dafka three times. Again, the issue of machmas tashmish, she's off the husband after three times. That's the ma'isa. What happens, oh, v'shem shavot, she's not the alocha, or v'shem shavot, even she knew the alocha. But the lawyer, yeshvotim, don't want to ask the husband. The ma'aser after one time of a v'shimcho. What the halacha says amon and the tefillah. The ma'aser is mutter. How many times? Come on with shach and the place can say one time. Come on, after rabbi and says no, you need three times. Then why in the world do you need three times for? Why three? And there are those ma'aser passing ways. The lachem v'simcha passing three times, but why passing go even one time? Now the different ways to understand it. One way to understand it, the Dagmar Vavah really has three ways on the page in the Kama and Tinyana and in Shuva and also the Dam Pesach Shuva. There are three ways to understand the inside of the Machlokes. One way how the Dagmar Vavah understands really holds his Vesta Kvitus. He holds his Vesta Kvitus. Why not be the girls on Shasai? I hold the Kvitus. As far as Kvitus Naklo. However, the Avrafi holds like the Torah holds Vesta Kvitus. He has the Oikir three times. Not like the Amor says the Vesta in a Kvor. The Nadu Rudi writes in Shuva Lemaisa, I don't have the same Avi Rabbi in Lefanenu, so I don't know what he holds by Vesta Kvitus is. We want that he suddenly is better than Vesta Kvitus. However, he holds like the Torah, he has to be Oikir three times. The Shulchan Aruch, the black ones, not the red ones, he read on the side. They write, however, you look inside the Avi Rabbi inside, and he holds the Lokas like, not like the Torah, he holds with Nachoshi Vesta Kvitus. So fine, so the one mouth in the Rudi, he says himself, I didn't see it inside. Maisa, it's one mouth in the sand, a second Malach. Which again, the first malach can't be the second malach. Come along the also the Nadi Bihuda, and he has a tshuva to the Rechaim. They both say the same inside. The Be'etzim he holds the Vestakov. The Be'etzim is Vestakov. Now the Rechaim says, you know why it's Vestakov? He says because the Shach's wrong. The Rechaim says the Nadi Bihuda brings down the Rechaim. The Shach's wrong. The Taz right is Vestakov. It's Vestachila, Vestakov. Therefore, we need three times the Oikur. It's Gevaldik. Now the Nadi Bihuda wants to say, even if you want to hold this Vestakov, for Be'etzim he holds like the Balamar. The Balamah holds, what's the yisoid of Vesta Gufan Osoy? The chilek between Vesta Guf Vesta Achilo, Vesta Achilo, Vesta Kvitzes. What a rabbi holds the chilek, not like the man of the Rajba Siba and Simen. He holds the yisoid of Mitzela and Osoy. Mitzela and Osoy, the Vadis Vesta Guf, we don't hold like the Afarapabi. That's the second way of saying it over. A third way that Mavava says it over is nothing to do with this, Machloik is Vesta Guf, Vesta Oynis. It may be the Sheikh Lazer covers it over. Sheikh Lazer over, and therefore, this like we'll see by the Sulam, we have a chash that Sheikh Lazer covered over, and also after one time, because Sheikh Lazer covered over, therefore, we have to mark Madafka 3 times. Now, again, the Pleshkin Baker don't like this Malach, if you want to be able to have a Shulam about it against the Malach, of Sheikh Lazer covering it over. Those are 3 spots in the Afri-Rapabi. Maisa Locha, again, we don't go like that, we go like the Shab, Adafka 1 time. Another Nafkin that could be is Betzim and Sifyud, the Loch and Sifyud, and in Sifyud Aleph, and the Shach is what? Again, we have Sifyud, the case of Tfilo, Roy Machos Tashmish, you have Bechosh, you have to 1 time. Sifyud Aleph, you have a case of 6 months. Afloga, the Shuva, the Rajba thing, and you have Bechosh with Roy Machos Tashmish in 6 months. And then we have the case of the Shach that says, Roy Machos Tashmish with Chosh, you also have Bechosh. Now, come along the Loch is very clear, the Pashas is, that the second time you cannot, second time after a month or after 6 months after a tefillah, you have to be parish. Then pre-show. Let's say you were parish. You were parish. What happens the third time? Are you mutter offer? Come on the Chavadas, and the Piskachu goes this way. The Maisa is also still. True, the Maisa, you're parish for the second time. But Maisa, you're a Vesta Gov, you're a regular worker. What's the law? How to be Oikar worker? You're Roy Machmash Tashmish on the set day. You have a pirka on a set day. To be oikah pirka on a yom kavua, you have to have a pirka on a yom kavua. You need both. To be your choish for morkov, you have to be oikah with a morkov. Therefore, come on the chavadas and says, since it's a regular vesta guf, you have to be choish for morkov, you be oikah with a morkov. Therefore, the rest of your life, you're usher for choish. The rest of your life, you're usher for flogger. The rest of your life, you can be usher for filo. The rest of your life, mice can be usher. That's his shito. Mice are the pasha of the Rajman Chuba. It's not the way it's based. It's the regular pasha, but it's not go this way. They say Lamaisa, you'll be okay one time. Now, even if you want to go, they say the Vesta Oynis, you still have a kasha. Even Vesta Oynis, you say it is, by Morkav, Lamaisa, be choish for one time, you never okay the Morkav before. So there are 3 different ways of answering it. The Badai says, but that's my, I'm not sure exactly why I did it against everyone else. He has his Malach, which is Betzim, is Sonich upon the Taz, with Akko and Malach of the Taz. He says, Lamaisa, give us La'ilam the rest of our life, and that's at night? Can't be. We don't want to ask La'ilam every Chodesh. And the Taz is saying the Olam for their marriage is gone. He comes along and says the rest of life, we'll do that. That's his Svara. One Svara. Another Svara bring down the Siyunim is the case of the Graz, that the Graz sheet is to Aser by a Morkav, Vesta Oynis, you need a Ritzufim. It's not a Ritzufim over here. Because you have a Chodesh in between, they not see Ritzufim. Fine, however, Roy Vachonim goes to the Tayo and the Chok Mazodim, Lechon the Simla. He says it's not the grad sheet is you have to have even with a chaydish, which the person argue. He's the shitasai. Maskim, that's his sheet, and the body says the bottom. He's the shitasai. A roi v'chanim go, which also the yeshlotim, a roi v'chanim again the chof mazon and the kitzur, they go the ikkar problem here is really is lo tefilo. We don't assume that it's roi machmas tashmish. And why exactly lo tefilo? Because either the wood is going or the chim is going, but with tzimach, the dafka the ikkar problem over here is lo tefilo, or the ikkar problem is yoyim. Because every time you have a morkav, really there's always 3 things to be choish for. You have a morkav. Is it inside the day? Is it inside the mikkel? Is it inside the tzira? Now, since 2 of them are not mesava, it's not mesava that the mikkel happened, or mikkel and tzira happened. It's not mesava. Most probably happen inside the yoyim itself. Therefore, inside the yoyim itself, or the tzira itself of the goyim, those are more things than more mesava that are goyim it. Therefore, what are we choish for? But after we choish for tzira, again, we're not choish for the kvita by itself. I'm not going to for the kvita by itself, but that's the ikkar thing that's bothering us over here. Is the kvita is lo tefilo. That's the ikkar thing that's bothering us. Is the yoyim that's bothering us. Since that's the ikkar thing that's bothering us, and once we pass that, and we see that's not the problem, that therefore makes it a kiva over here. Therefore, we're not going to be choish for machmas tashmish with the tziruf of the tefilo. Leave it at that. The Akan that's basically say this is if you're off your base. You're not really. In the Sifji base of Gerushin over there, now this is interesting, Yishailo, in the Yavchiv to divorce her. Now there is one shayla that I didn't even discuss. Let's say you don't divorce her, which is bizmanenu, we're not kaifin, the kachur brings down the place, we say we're not kaifin bizmanenu, is it in the chokis or not in the chokis? It's not chokis or not. It's better really be to get the case later on. We'll get to, let's say someone has a chubis nido. Chubis nido. Maitza is often tashmish. Is there any chokis by chubis nido or not? It's not chokis or not. Why should there not be any chokis? Maitza marriage should be a chokis. So the Rashi in Shabbos, Nafi Gimel says, the only reason why you have a chokis, mitzad, that his mutter, because it's past the saloi, and therefore it's past the saloi, therefore, and the attachment is there, and since you're welcome with her, therefore we mach mina chokis. Therefore, blows me a heart, in the back of the Gemara on Shabbos, after Gimel, we want to say, there's no din of a chokis by chubis nido. No din of a chokis by chubis nido. The maestro, the badai, when we get to the sugya of chubis nido, he passes not away on the page, he brings it first from Moshe down, we write from a sugya of Avelis, which better with machlokis the sugya of Avelis. In his isophus in the back, he says, after they show me, or I think he saw, love my heart, says, not like me, because I still stick to my halacha, and my sister still walk, still there is a din of halachas, even my chobas nido. Now, what halachas was on halachas, I don't know. But my sister, that's my chobas nido, by chobas nido. Now, what's the shadow there? In the case where tashmish is also, and there'll never be mutter, I mean, it will be mutter, but it's not past the saloi, what's halacha, do you have a chobas or not? Look what the same halachas over here. Here the Maisa Tashmish is also. It does not pass the salad. They have to get divorced. So it would be the same machlokes over here, there's no machlokes or not. The only reason why it could be the person moving it down, could be one reason maybe, is because the body says, the loch over here, she cannot go to the mikvah. She's not allowed to. And why not allowed to? Because if you go, just like by a psula, by a bezmanenu, leaders bezmanenu with machmer, they should not go to the mikvah. Why? She should not be gurim any nifshel to the people that Maisa no issa chorus anymore. Maybe it's only to the rabbanon or yesh find what issa there is. This bezmanenu noshim did not go to the mikvah with the pnuyim. Therefore it says bezmanenu also isha is right machmer tashmish. She's not allowed to go to the mikvah. She's not allowed to go to the mikvah. She's a nido. Not she's a nido. Avad is a chokis. Could be no one discussed it because Avad is a chokis. Means that she's a nido by default. But echanami she went to the mikvah. Yesh lomim is a chokis. So she's not allowed to go to the mikvah. So echanami there's no a chokis. Me is a chokis. Sorry. Avad is a chokis. She's a nido by etzim. That doesn't make any sense. I take that back. That makes no sense what I just said, because if she is a needle, then it doesn't make any difference. She's still to be a chokas. I take that back. Yeah, it makes no sense what I just said. Might, I don't know. Might, it should be that it should be the same achlokes later on.
It's not heter anymore.
Maybe
she goes back to being like.
No, then I take back what I said. That was just wrong cashman. Posh wrong cashman. Fine. That's the base. What is correct is this: the same machlokes you're going to have by chobas nido should be the same machlokes over here if the achlokes are not. And Maisi, how we pass over there, and Mashari passing over here. But it is true also, again, that aspect for is true, and the aspect also for the body said it can go to the mikvah, that also is true. Just fine. That also you now go to the mikvah. The Sifri Gimel is. It's the getter of Bailos of Sula. Now, Bailos of Sula, the ikar again is going to be circulated on Simon Kuf Tadik. Beis, I think, that was a lock of the Sula is about the getter of when she comes Eis Sula and therefore have a regular, did a regular Isha, Roy Machel Tashmish. Now, Mitzad and Hoga, what people say to do, Mitzad of Sula, first be of Adas the lock as we do 4 and 7. The second being onwards, could be three different ways among Kli Yisrael exactly what to do. If first of all, some say Avadi you have to check, some say Avadi you don't have to check, and some say you have a size to check, no say you don't have to check, find those different shells, what an hoggy is to do from the second being onwards about checking. Mitzad if you should, whatever, wait another 4 and 7, the final 7, not Mitzad Roy Machlo Tashmish, Mitzad Alocha you have to check or not. That's a side point. But the gate over here is, what's Alocha Mitzad Roy Machlo Tashmish, how much time do you give her by a basula? And that's when you read the cases, there are three different cases over here. One child, does she need to tire or not? The Amor comes along and says she needs a case of tzar. A gam the bach wants to make all. However, all the places say no, that dafka she has tzar, then we'll be told upon b'sulim. She has no tzar, we won't be told upon b'sulim. Except in the case again, so it comes out. Do we have tzar? We told upon b'sulim. First beer. No tzar, we won't be told upon b'sulim. Except in one case, because she brings down from the chavadas, not from Lady Behuda, that over here we'll be mitzav to Mordechai Shita. Mordechai Shita said, we mentioned the history is that we have a vest hakvua. We'll tell upon a makor. He also, when the vesta kvor, we'll tell upon it. Well, let's say she has a vesta kvor, or she all our noshim have vest chumah tadeshin, and before a vest chumah tadeshin, we tell upon a makor, and therefore, even if she has not tzar, we'll also be makor. We'll say it's not really makor tashmish. We'll say it's together of a makor. That's one case over here. A second case over here is, let's say you have tzar without any dam. had no dam. She had tzara first bia, then any dam. The next bia, it will be mekel on that. Again, to come along with Tarshish Shlomim and Chavdas, a person can say again, well, she eats Pashtub Sulam, and back to the Sugya, Roy Machmas Tashmish. A third case is, let's say she had tzara, but didn't do any bediko. Didn't do a bediko. Maybe she saw dam, maybe she didn't see dam. Now, the next time she saw dam, I can be toil upon the Sulam or not. So the Chavdas, the Tshuva over here, got the Shetofi all over. He gives it a gather that you are Roy Machmas Tashmish because you knocked away the Pashtub Sulam. However, the Tzvam go Roy Vachonim and Paiskin go not the way. They'd say, if you're not checked the second time, some of you saw Adam, and then the third time, Maisa, you are going to be still in the cloak of the Sulam. Now, again, do you have to check the second time or not? That depends which one. The Voda says, how do you have to check? Well, again, that's going to be an Hog yourself, an Hog how to give over, do you have to check the second time or not? But if you don't check, are you considered a Roy Machmas Tashmish or not? The Paiskin go now have that, not to the Roy Machmas Tashmish. That's the three different cases over here. Now, what the Ikkah the Tzvam say is Manenu, is that first they all bring on the Rabbi Huda, the Sofik, about a Gimmeko, Mitai Roy Machmas Tashmish. However, Matthias wise, Roy Chassanim don't exactly know what they're doing, not exactly sure if they're going Mitashmish. If you're not sure if you're going Mitashmish, Avadi can be Mekel Aleph. Even if you're going Mitashmish, maybe the next time you went even further, also you can be Mekel. That means even if they're not Sidam the second time, but maybe the third time you went even further. Even if you, again, the Surah is Manenu say, don't answer very quickly and say it's Roy Machmas Tashmish, even if you're not Sidam, because a lot of people are not sure what they're doing, how they're doing, how far they're going, and maybe the cooks are stronger and harder. And therefore, the Surah is Manenu say, Avadi, this doesn't people make them, and therefore they always end up if you're off exactly what to do. What happens in that case, Avada, there are starkest swords to be make them, especially if you're in the Tumas Hadesh, you have the Mordechai, certainly you have a case of Tzari can be make them, but even Kain of Kain and Numas Tumas have to be make them with Manenu. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, will be Matas Lav Yainim. We're starting next time the Simon Kuf Bei Ches of Maris Dam, go to the Simon. And three points we'll do mention on Monday is that I think it's speaking out clearly that first of all, if someone has dolls, the heads are disconnected, to reconnect them before you even this is the right. So just to be clear, I don't see anyone says to me motor, before you have a head and a doll, possibly an entire lot in Italy, a voz and a squirrel says reconnect it to the right. So that's unless it maybe goes off and on, it's not even go off and on, then it might be motor. But it's not even to go off and on, it's not like Lego, it's fell off, reconnect it to the right, so Aleph. Second thing to be clear is, you take a picture of the sun to give it to someone to develop a yid before you also, if I just also give a yid to develop. That's called as awesome. Now for you to take it, there are different shilas. This, what Rav Ozna writes, he has a tshuva, a fascinating tshuva, that if you have a projector, and you want to project a sun on the moon or stars on the wall, and you put a negative down, you project upon it, and it goes there, and then you turn off the projector and goes away, you have the only minutes of their eyes. So you want to take pictures, digital or whatever, or cameras. He might say those want to be Mekel, maybe it's only Ira Lizman. He might tell you even Isser, and to prove otherwise, it's up to them. The Ilum, especially doing the right, it's the Ilum to be Mekel. So those points, just to be clear, develop a Koravada cooling armor that could be as often. But even a digital, even if they want to say it's Ira, or even scanning it might be a problem, or even going on the computer might be a problem, going to internet sites, or a screensaver with stars coming out might be a problem. But according to Vosna, a screensaver could be an Isser ISO. Not Vosna, Dine White could be an Isser ISO. Fun. Those are the...